You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. You have probably been taught that today is the only day of salvation. Well, is that true? Is today really the only day of salvation? Is God offering salvation to everyone today in this life in Satan's world? How many do you read about in the Old and in the New Testament where God says they will be with him in his kingdom when Christ establishes the kingdom of God on this earth? How many did God work with one-on-one in the Old and in the New Testament? In the Old Testament, we find that there was Abel, Seth, Enosh, Jared, Enoch, Lamech, Noah, and perhaps a couple of others before the flood. Now, who knows how many millions or how many billions died in the flood? Now, in the New Testament, we read that Christ worked with the apostles and several others. But as I ask the question, who knows how many died in the flood? How many millions or billions of people died in the flood? Was that the only day of salvation for them? If so, why will they be resurrected? Now you may say, or perhaps you have been taught, that everyone that has died or will die not having accepted Christ, not giving their heart to the Lord, are burning in hell fire forever and ever. You may have been taught that they won't be resurrected, that they have already been judged, and that justice has been rendered to them. Well, is any of that true? Not according to your Bible. Notice in John 5 what Christ had to say here. John 5, verse 28. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice. Now, notice what Christ is saying here. He says, do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice. Now, he says, all that have died, that have lived and died, will hear his voice. All. And notice verse 29. And come forth those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation or judgment, a time of judgment. Christ is speaking of at least two resurrections here in these verses. Verse 29 again, and come forth those who have done good to the resurrection of life. Yes, that's eternal life, born right into the kingdom, into the family of God, just as Jesus Christ was, my friends, and the Bible bears that out very plainly. And those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation, or a time of judgment. Now, if they have had their chance for salvation or to be saved, why will there be a resurrection or a time of judgment? Well, it would be unnecessary, wouldn't it? Notice what it says in 1 Peter 4 and verse 17. It says this, 1 Peter 4 and verse 17, for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Now, Christ is saying that judgment has begun at the house of God. And what he means by that are those that God the Father has called and has given to Christ. It means the true church today, those that have repented, have been baptized, have received God's Holy Spirit, and have begun to walk in newness of life, have begun living the way that God commands them to live. Notice in 1 Corinthians 15, in other words, what it's been saying here is that judgment is only on the house of God. Judgment is not on the world today, my friends. This is not the only day of salvation. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20 through 23. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. Notice, Christ has become the firstfruits, or the first one that has been resurrected and has been born into the family of God. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. Talking about the fact that everyone is going to be resurrected. For as in Adam all die, says in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. Yes, that same all that died, that same all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, as we just mentioned a minute ago, Christ is the firstborn among many brethren, as you read in other places in the Bible. Afterwards, those who are Christ at his coming. Now, meaning those that have known the way of salvation, those that God has called and has given a chance for salvation at this time. In 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 13, it says this, still speaking about the resurrections and the time of judgment, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. Now, there are many people today that don't even believe in a resurrection, and they have no hope for their loved ones that have died. They think that perhaps they have died and that's it, or that they are burning forever and ever in a hell fire and never burning up. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Christ, that is, the dead in Christ. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Yes, speaking of the first resurrection here. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, if there's a first resurrection, then of necessity, there has to be a second resurrection, and that is brought out very plainly in Revelation 20. Revelation 20, beginning in verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Now, speaking of those that were first resurrected in the first resurrection here, judgment is committed to them. The saints shall judge the earth. You know, Paul said, know you not that the saints shall judge even angels, meaning Satan and his demons. It says, and I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Yes, the first resurrection. Now notice in verse 5, but the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. The rest of the dead will be resurrected after 1,000 years. After Christ returns and 1,000 years has gone by, then the rest of the dead will be resurrected, so says your Bible. Verse 5 again, but the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection that we've been reading about. Now notice in verse 6, it says, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Yes, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So if you make it in that first resurrection, then the second death has no power over you. But you will be priests of God, and you will rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Revelation 12 and verse 9 says that Satan has deceived the whole world. Now, if this is the only day of salvation, and if God is trying to save the world now, then God is losing the battle, isn't he? Now, we know Christ came to save sinners. He died for sinners, the sins of the world. He was resurrected for that purpose. Now, is God and Christ losing that battle? Is God in competition with Satan? God builds and saves. Satan destroys. So if there is a battle between God and Satan to either build or save or to destroy, and if this day that we live in now, this 6,000 years of human history in which we live, is the only day or the only time for salvation or to be saved, then I ask you, Who is winning? Yes, indeed, who is winning the battle? My friends, God isn't in competition with Satan. God is working out his plan of salvation, and God is going to save the world according to his plan from the foundation of the earth. And I can tell you, on the authority of Jesus Christ, that these 6,000 years of the rule of Satan is not the only day or time of salvation. There is hope for your loved ones, your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, your kids, and everyone else, unless they have known of and lived in the plan of salvation, have known and understood God's way to receive salvation or eternal life, and have turned back, as we read of in Hebrews 10 and verse 26. Hebrews 10 and verse 26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, that is, after you have understood God's word, God's way, God's plan of salvation, if you sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment. Yes, a time of judgment and fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries, speaking of the second death, of which there will be no resurrection, speaking of the wages of sin being paid for, because the wages of sin is death. The first death is not the wages of sin. It's appointed unto all men once to die. You can read that in Hebrews 9, verse 27. But the second death is the wages of sin, from which there will be no resurrection. Anyone who had rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much more worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit? And speaking of those, as I said, that has known and understood the plan and the way for salvation that God has called and opened their heart and their mind to understand. For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." And again, the Lord will judge his people. Yes, a time of judgment is coming for the entire earth. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But there will be a very small minority that will reject the way that leads to salvation or eternal life when the veil is taken off their faces. As God says, it will be when Satan is bound and the kingdom of this world becomes the kingdoms of God and Jesus Christ. You can read that in Revelation 11, verse 15. Keep listening if you want to know more about the plan of salvation and the times or the days or the period or the ages in which salvation will be offered to the world, and to whom salvation is being offered to today. We plan to do a series of broadcasts on this, so keep listening, my friends. And in the meantime, we ask that you request our free booklet, Just What Do You Mean Salvation? And you should enroll in our free Bible correspondence course. There's no charge, there's no obligation. All you need to do is call us toll-free, the Churches of God Outreach Ministries, 1-800-611-8080, and request your free booklet, Just What Do You Mean Salvation?, and ask to be enrolled in our free Bible correspondence course if you want to learn and understand the Word of God.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.